I stopped by to see what that trap had where I caught that otter. And he was over there, and they had big hurricanes there. And when he heard me, he barked, "Ho!" I said, "My God almighty, now, I done got a damn dog in a trap over here." So I went there, and sure enough, there he was. I had poor Toad, boy, he died, he'd never leave. And it was on a hill, and he had his leg down like that, and he was up on that hill, and he had already circled like that in there, and just beat up all them canes. Oh, flat, boy, he was flat as I don't know what, 4 days without eating.
What do you mean flat?
Starving.
Yeah.
So I had a sandwich in my lunch kit. I said, "Oh, damn."
Well, he would have bit you. You would have got.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
A dog, when a dog is hurting like that, they'll bite you.
Sure.
So I was afraid of. So I come right by him, and I called him Red, but that wasn't his name. Some Brownie, I believe his name was. And I called him Red. And so I opened my lunch kit, and I took half of that sandwich, and I gave it to him. Boy, I'm telling you, he just gobbled that thing down. I said, "Now, get that trap off of him." So I tried to reach, and I had a short chain on that trap, and I tried to reach on that heel, and I couldn't get for help. But he was there so long, and he didn't even know I was fooling with him. So what I done, I got down in that ditch, and I put that trap against me. And then I opened it. And I gave him that other half a sandwich I had. He didn't know he was out of that trap. So I told him, I said, "Red, get in that boat." So he started raising up then. He noticed he wasn't in that trap. So he just turned around and he got in my boat. I said, "Sit down." He sat down because I thought he used to take him out, you know, every now and then, like that, hunting with him. So I just quit running traps, and I had, about from here to the store to paddle to get them outboard motor and skiff. So I went over there and I brought him over there to the skiff. And I told him, "Get in that boat." He got out of that boat. I said, "Sit down." And he sat down. I said, "Well, I'll go bring him home." So I went up the canal, brought it over there. Got over there. Boy, when he started seeing people getting close to home, you know, he started recognizing things. He wanted to get out then. So he got out. When he got out, he crossed over the road. And his wife was living upstairs and had the damn TV playing. And I holler and I knock and everything. And he didn't come in until 5 o'clock. He was working for the telephone company. So when he got home, he saw that dog was in the yard, and he was licking his paw. So he just picked him up right straight and went back to Slide Hill and gave him a shot. That damn dog lived 12 years. Not too long ago he died. But he was something, I'm telling you. He was a big son of a gun. He'd kill them nutrients. He was just like that. Just like the mother, you big and heavy, no, could handle them. I seen my little spring spaniel get a hold to one like that and grab a hold to it like that and try to shake it and couldn't. And he just lay down flat on his chest like that with his leg under him and bump it like that. That's the first time I ever saw a dog do that. And it broke his back. Then that neutral was disabled then, and he'd get that damn close to it. That neutral would be there trying to bite it, and he was there barking at it. And I went there and I finished killing it with my paddle. But he just knew how close to get to it.